Now is the ideal time to rediscover travel in Norfolk, alongside a rather lovely 19th century businessman and his family, and in 1912, three young ladies in a yellow caravan.
Robert Martin loved Cromer, admired the fine sands and the inviting promenade of Yarmouth, found Gorleston very quiet and pleasant, and was impressed by the elegant houses and handsome churches of Norwich. He also found time to visit some unusual tourist attractions, including a silk factory in New Mills Yard in Norwich, where little girls as young as seven were working, and a new prison being built on the site where Norwich's Roman Catholic Cathedral now stands. Robert spent 24 days in Norfolk in 1825 with his wife and daughter and a servant. They arrived by boat from London, stayed in small hotels in Yarmouth, Cromer and Norwich, enjoyed walks in the countryside and along the coast, took boat trips and visited churches, a lot of churches, as Robert was a very religious man and devoted much of his life to raising money for the poor and sick. His diary of his trip to Norfolk is illustrated with his own sketches and has been edited by Elizabeth Larby and published by Lowestoft-based Poppyland Publishing. She came across the diary while researching the history of tourism in Cromer. The original 130 pages of diary, sketches and notes is in the Norfolk Record Office collection, and Elizabeth said, "I think what really gets me about the diary is the charming portrait of Cromer. Having spent my formative years there and been a volunteer in the museum, immersing myself in its history, Martin's enjoyment of its bracing walks, colourful fishermen, reassuring glow of the lighthouse, hospitable inns, delicious seafood, and the variety of beach and pier scenery are much the same as my own reasons for still loving the place today." The Yellow Caravan, camping around Norfolk in 1912, is the story of a two-week trip around Norfolk made by sisters Honour and Wynne Elwes, aged 22 and 19, and their 24-year-old cousin, Judith. Travelling in a horse-drawn van, they were accompanied by groom Charlie Canham and a pet dog. Honour recorded their adventures in a diary and long poem, which were eventually inherited by her great-niece, Juliet Webster. She has turned them into a charming book, including details of the original journey alongside her own illustrations and fact-finding retracing of their route. Honour, Wynne and Judith were a well-connected trio with friends in many of the grand houses and halls of Norfolk. But instead of staying with them, they cooked and slept in the van and picnicked on deck chairs around a table made of a Harrod's tea chest. They set off from Congham near King's Lynn, travelling to Fring for their first night, and then around the coast as far as Overstrand, before dropping down through the Broads to return via Wyndham, Hingham and Swaffham. "I've lived in Norfolk all my life, and I thought I knew it really well, but Honour has led me to places I had never been to before," said Juliet. Difficult though it is to have a favourite section, the route that the Yellow Caravan took from Docking to Burnham Market is possibly my favourite. So little along there has changed in 100 years. It's easy to imagine the young ladies with Mr. Canham, the horse and the caravan rolling by. The Norfolk they travelled through is both deeply familiar. Honour writes of pretty coastal quays and village high streets, meadows and wildflowers, and very different. In the intervening centuries, many of the lanes they wandered have filled with cars. Grand houses have been demolished. Blakeney was a bustling port with boats full of coal coming in and fish and grain going out. Horning and Surlingham had ferries to take horse, caravan and passengers across the rivers. Juliet adds fascinating context to the diary, and Honour's poem, finishing with appendices including recipes for some of the dishes the trio cooked and heartbreaking postscripts about the young male friends and relatives they met along the way, who lost their lives in the First World War, which began just 2 years after the idyllic holiday. Mr. Martin's travels in East Anglia and the Yellow Caravan, camping round Norfolk, are published by Poppyland Publishing as part of its Norfolk Documents series.